Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we've got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Likes me. Nobody likes me, but that's okay, cause I don't like y'all anyway, and I don't like y'all anyway. Call y'all, call y'all.
I got my watch talk for me, my whip talk for me, my gat talk for me. Bad, what up on me? Even chicks who don't know me, they wanna know me, cause this shit I flow with, he's saying a lot for me.
I came in the rap humble, I don't give a f now. I serve anybody like thugs who hustle up. Damn, work price go up, capsules come down. The D's running my crib, nowhere to be found. Cats who hustle for me, they don't even stash packs. They keep them on them, right there in the ass crack. If I don't like you, I ain't gonna pretend to wire the paramedics wrapping your fucking head like a handle. Look, I ain't going nowhere, so get used to me. OGs look at me and see I'm what they used to be. I'm the cat that sold, the cat that sold, the cat that shot dice went broke and so-so. The thug that popped, the thug that popped lit, the thug that went from 3.5 to a whole brick. Look, you ain't in your right mind, no one against me. My pictures painted the words that make a blind man see street.
Murder, I don't believe you. Murder,
you gon' make me see you.
Murder, I don't believe you. Murder, murder, your life's on the line.
Y'all really don't want no parts of me. I'm tryna figure out how y'all started me. You gon' make me catch you on a late night. Pop shots with the fifth and slide open the sixth.
I'm not a marksman, why spark it, so I spray random. Not a pretty boy, but my moms think I'm handsome. I hate to hear he say, she say, she. Unless he say, she say, she on my dick. No coincidence, cat who f*** with me get shot up. Do a Cali style, drive through and tear your block up. You saw through, you putting up a crazy front. I stay with the mat, the pants tried to blaze me once. In the hood, they like, damn, 50 really spit it on him. Heard that, John? Yeah, 50 really shit it on him. B, you don't want none. So don't start none, you just a small player in this game. Play your part, son.
Be murder, I don't believe you. Murder,
you gon' make me see you.
Murder, I don't believe you. Murder, murder, your life's on the line.
These cats always escape reality when they rhyme. That's why they write about bricks and only dealt with dimes. Leave it to them, and they say they got a fast car, NASCAR, truck with a crash bar, and TVs in a dash, pa. See them in the fire with stock rims, I just laugh, pa. Stunts when I ain't trying. I ain't lying. I sit down, pee till I spit up. Keep my wrist split up. Get out of line, I get you hit up. Woo! Now, if you say my name in your rhyme, you better watch what you say. You get carried away, you could get shot and carried away. Now, here's a list of MCs that could kill you in eight bars. 50, Jay-Z and Nas. I'ma say this shit now and never again. We ain't buddies, we ain't partners, and we damn sure ain't friends. The games you playing, you get killed like that. Acting like you all hard, you ain't built like that. See me when you see me. See me.
Be murder, I don't believe you. Murder,
you gon' make me see you.
Murder, I don't believe you. Murder, murder, your life's on the line.
Y'all really don't want no parts of me. I'm tryna figure out how y'all started me. You gon' make me catch you on a late night. Pop shots with the fifth and slide open the sixth.
We're back on Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam, and we have Tia and Tayshawn with us right now. What's happening with y'all?
The best.
The best?
Yes.
Always, always. I just came from home. I just made some fried chicken before I came here. So, like,
where is it?
Where's my home?
No, where's fried chicken?
No, where's our fried chicken?
Oh, honestly. I forgot that part. Forgot to bring it, so I'm sorry.
Tia brings us scones and things. And,
forgot.
Okay, in my defense, I was rushing over here, so I completely forgot to pack it into like a little case, because you know I got to search through all that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my defense, okay? I was rushing over here. I was like, you know, I'm going to make some dinner for the fam, you know what I'm saying, and then come over to the radio station, but... Dang.
We're not the fam.
Wow.
You guys are fam.
Wow.
Trust.
There's a lot of truth being revealed right now to you.
Oh my gosh.
You feel
I'm
going
to give y'all some food. All I had to do was ask. My bad.
I was, you know, sorry. So funny. I was just at Starbucks too. I was about to text you guys.
Oh, really?
Ask if you wanted anything.
Oh, wow.
And I also forgot.
Don't tell on yourself. Let him, leave him out there.
Oh, wow.
Leave him out there.
Why would you make me feel bad like that? We're live right now, okay? Don't do this to me.
We're live.
I found this song I recorded back when I was a sophomore in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I forgot how horrible I was, and this is why I don't go into rap.
Oh, wow.
Did you bring that with you?
Oh, God, I could send it, but it's pretty bad.
You know, we're going to play it.
We'll see. Maybe. We're not about embarrassment. Only slight. At least the,
all right, but you have to play it with us offline, though.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Please do.
You got the fresh Mass Apparel.
Yes.
Beanie on.
Thanks. Shout out to Mass Apparel.
Shout out Mass Apparel.
This hat.
You have that too, Sam? You got that too, Sam?
That red.
Clearly, I didn't get the memo because I left mine at home, yo.
Yeah, man.
And it went with my outfit, too. That's why I'm tight. I was like, wow.
Every now and then, the universe lines up for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Tia's got new hair. Yeah. Everything. What's going on here?
Well, you know, I'm going through a change in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
What's changing?
Apparently, I thought I was going to study abroad this summer in Japan, but okay. I might be in Canada instead.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Similar.
But it makes me kind of sad. But also, it's going to be the start to getting my TEFL, which is a thing that you need if you want to teach English overseas, which is what I'm going to school for right now.
Sweet.
Nice.
So, you know, that.
That's pretty great. I mean, Canada's pretty dope anyway.
Yeah, I know. Canada's like the best. They got like universal healthcare, and they have, you know, one of the best rappers came out of Canada.
Wow.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Anyway. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, but so we kick things off with that 50, and I know you said we're doing like 50 Cent Radio all of a sudden.
Yeah, exactly.
But today is the 15-year anniversary of Get Rich or Die Trying.
Woohoo!
Which is crazy.
That is crazy.
Have you listened to the album recently?
Yeah.
Not recently, not recently.
It still holds up.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Of course.
The movie doesn't, but
the movie doesn't.
I just looked it up. It has a 13%.
Oh, wow, on Rotten Tomatoes? Wow. Are you serious?
I'm so serious.
Legit, Rotten Tomatoes is, like, really, like, the movie critics you gotta go to.
It's usually good, but, like, man, like, I feel like there's a lot of movies I love that they absolutely hate. They're bad at comedies and action movies.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They always pan them, and they're, like, legendary films, and they're, like... But I don't know, that movie I don't remember being, like, awesome to begin with, but it's just, like... It was what it was, you know, like just a part of the story.
Yeah.
You know?
That album.
Like
though.
His story specifically.
Yeah.
It was kind of like cool. It was really cool to see it in action, but it was just kind of like, you know, in movie terms, it was like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know? That was the blueprint. They did 8 Mile and they did that. It was like, and then they did like, they didn't do it, but the Biggie movie came out around then. It was just like, you know.
Surprise.
Telling your own story. But that album though, if you haven't listened to it, listen to it again. It sounds, some albums sound old when you listen to them.
It sounds
and
like
it definitely sounds old, but it's within it. It really wasn't chasing a lot of the sounds of the time either. So like it sounds like itself. Like it's just it's a moment in time.
Yeah, definitely. So, it feels pretty. It feels like dated, but in a good way.
You're talking way different on the air than off the air.
I am.
Yeah, off the air, you're like, I don't know how I feel about that record.
Well, okay.
I mean, like, you're right. It's great.
It's like, I think for nostalgia's sake, I really like the album because that's something I grew up with. Like, you know, I was like 4 when the album came out, but I do remember my parents having the album and listening to it in the car and whatever.
Shout out to your parents.
Yeah, they really.
I didn't have any 50 when I was growing up, so you're blessed.
Oh, man. I had 50.
My parents were trying to find that album and get it away from me.
God, no.
They're trying to hide it from you.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes me feel sad. I remember them blasting that and what's it called, the Kanye album, but you know, we're not talking about Kanye right now.
So did your parents make it less cool for you because they were into it?
No, actually, like, I don't know, it made I wanted to listen to it, but then, you know, getting older and listening to it and then analyzing it, you know, brushing past the nostalgia, I'm not really like a fan of it as a whole, but, you know, obviously the singles to me still hold up. Like, who doesn't like In Da Club?
Nah, facts.
There it is. There it is right there. What do you think about it, Tay?
Honestly, I think it's pretty dope. Honestly, like, literally, it just sounds like it's something that, like, literally, like, just came out. It's in its own lane. It's in its own category, I would say. Well, like, in terms of, like, the way that it's, like, produced, really. It's just, like... like a lot of people said that like 50 kind of started that whole you know, not like lazy rap, but like, you know, kind of like monotone rap where it's like you're not like screaming on the mic really, and it's like you're not really being like extra crazy about it, but it's like at the end of the day it was like he made it work, you know what I'm saying?
I've so
it's
never like, heard that before.
No, like people people told me, like people said that actually. It was like, oh yeah, like 21 Savage like gets his style from 50, and I was like, wait, how? I was like, that's a weird comparison to make. And then I started listening to 21 and I started listening to 50. And I was like, I could see how somebody would say something like that. But then again, it was like around that time, you would more or less say like, you know what? Like it would make a lot of like, it would like make a lot of sense as to why people would like, you know, get that from 50 style. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, you don't have to like speak so like, you know, like assertive whenever you're on the mic.
He was wicked assertive though.
Oh no, I'm hip. Like I'm hip. His lyrics were but it's
how he was saying it too, man.
Oh no, of course. But I'm like, but like literally like I was listening to Many Men, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It wasn't like he was in the booth like screaming like into the mic. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, the only one yelling around then was really X and like Onyx.
I mean, you don't think Ja was screaming?
Ja? Was he?
He was singing. Know.
Yeah,
he was. He sounded pretty screamy to me.
He was scream singing.
Was it just because he was raspy, though? I guess he was. Ooh, baby. Yeah, I don't know, maybe, but I didn't really get that from it. I guess he was calm about it. He would threaten you calmly.
That's what I'm saying.
Really solid, though.
I'm going to kill you. In the club.
You should go back and listen to it. Listen to it front to back. I didn't know it was the birthday until today, or that would have been the homework.
That's crazy.
So for the 20-year, 5 years from now, I'll make sure to ask you guys. We're not going to celebrate every year, but 15.
I'm trying to think about how old I'm going to be 5 years from now.
Shouldn't be too hard,
I'm
right?
Be 24.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Anyway.
26. That's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I'll be a different age.
I'll
be a different age.
Facts.
I'll be an age I don't want to say over the air.
Right.
Well, why?
That's
though?
Okay. We'll get it out.
Yeah, you'll figure out my age someday. I'm timeless like that album. So.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Damn.
Anyway.
That's a thing.
Anyway, it's the last classic gangster rap album, I think, to go platinum. The last like mainstream gangster rap album.
Oh, okay.
No one really went like. No one really did it after that.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
I can be like, you know, I can agree with that.
Yeah, I don't really know who was like real deal like street rapper going platinum, really after that on that level.
And it kind of, you feel like it fell off after that album.
I don't know if it fell off. I just don't think anyone's ever gone that big, like, you know, that wasn't from in the industry.
Yeah.
On a certain level.
Yeah.
Right, maybe I'm wrong, but that, as far as I can tell, there's a lot like that album. If you think about it, like that was wild that he became a household name, you know.
But if anything, I would say I wasn't really like surprised by that either.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, again, like people always want to look for like something new. You know what I'm saying? So if anything, it was just like, oh yeah, like gangster rap was always like a thing, but like the way that 50 did it was kind of like, you know, like. It was like after this, like he tried to make sure that nobody was ever gonna try to do it again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like he was like, yeah, after this album, no one's gonna like top like this album.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like you could tell. Which is basically why I was like, yeah, it's kind of like in its own lane. It doesn't sound like anything like too similar to anything that you would listen to, but at the end of the day, it doesn't sound like something that's like going to be considered like, you know, dated. Like after a while, like it's gonna be like, oh yeah, like this is good, but like somebody could definitely come like after this and be like, oh yeah, like I can do this better than 50. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it was still, and it was still a street album. It wasn't cleaned up for the industry at all.
Definitely.
It was still like a street record, like all the way front to back. It was crazy. So it's also Bob Marley's birthday today.
Oh my gosh, yes. Shout out to all my Jamaicans. For real, sorry.
Like, shout out to all Tia's Jamaicans. And,
I get really excited.
God, Bob Marley. So we're not going to talk about him nearly as long as 50 Cent, but
why?
Bob was a legend.
But why?
He was.
But why?
Yeah, but why, though?
Because we got Evil Doer in the building.
Oh, yeah, true.
You were talking wild about Bob Marley the other day, too.
Oh, I was.
You were?
I was.
Wild, bad? Like
you don't necessarily have the credentials to make that type of...
I don't have assessment. The credentials to make that assessment. Yeah. Wow.
I would like to know what was said.
Okay, so I said I enjoyed Taurus Riley more than Bob Marley.
Okay, well, we can skip to the next song.
That's all I said, and everybody wanted to get mad at me. I was like, bruh, like, it's my opinion. It's just...
It's my opinion.
They were just like, oh, like, you were talking Redless. I was like, fam, I just enjoy Taurus more than Bob. Sorry.
I'm surprised.
And then everybody's like, oh, I don't even know who Taurus is. Da, 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 da. I'm like, bruh, what? So, I'm not gonna lie, like, I've actually got hip to Garnet Silk, and honestly I have to say, like, straight up, like, he was the coolest to ever kick it.
I'm not aware of him, so.
Oh no, you gotta check him out.
He's my reggae is thin.
Now that you said that, now I gotta send you a bunch of reggae.
Load me up.
Yes.
I've been I don't know, I guess it's kind of mainstream, but
how you gonna say that I'm talking reckless? You don't even know reggae like that.
I've been on my Collie Buds wave. I know he's like mainstream, but that Blind to You Haters joint is my record. And like, I love the way he dismisses his haters. And
oh wow, now we're gonna completely dismiss the conversation.
I think to Sam's defense, reggae isn't like as mainstream as it used to be. Because I know growing up there was a lot more reggae like on the radio and dance hall than there is right now. Like the only thing that most like people who aren't like, you know, Caribbean know is like Vibes Cartel.
Yeah.
That's about it. So
I know Vibes. I know Kali. I know when it's on, I like it. I don't always know. There's like a few joints that like I know the songs and I like them, but I just don't know who does them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know. And what's his name? There's a few records, but anything that they dance to, you know.
Anything the youngins dance to. It's all.
But
right.
No, I like the, you know. I have an ill mix I got when I was down in Costa Rica, and it's like all different people, but I rock that. Like, I got my little reggae joints that I have, I'm not super deep into it. The new Damian Marley album I've listened to all year. Yes. I like that record a lot.
I love Damian Marley.
Facts.
Yeah, he's legit.
My favorite album is that album with Nas, or is that him?
Oh, yeah, the Something Brothers. Is it Brothers or Law?
I cannot think of the name right now.
Yeah.
But that Nas in...
Where's your iPad? You were going to bring the iPad every week and Google stuff for us.
I have it.
Oh, okay.
She's currently on it.
Why did I not look that up?
It's got some records on it. Between Worlds, I think, is a song or something.
Between Worlds?
As something. We enter.
I don't know. Anyway, we're a hip hop station. We do. I do want to get more reggae on next year, for sure. I want to start expanding. But
if you're a reggae artist, holla at us, bro. Yeah.
Reggae hip-hop artist.
Exactly. Whoa.
If we can do it all. But there's a bunch of... We're going to reach out. We might actually reach out to some people next year.
You know, reach out freshen to it up. People.
With that being said, we're going to play a couple records and we'll be back with Evil Doer. Yeah. If you guys got dope reggae, hit us up, actually. Maybe we'll do a little reggae sesh.
Word.
So,
gotta give us them tunes, bro.
This is that East Side Market, though. Darius Haywood interview. That interview was crazy.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That was one of my favorites. That was one of my favorites, yeah.
I like him. He's cool.
Yeah, Darius is the man.
See, I told you.
He's cool.
Dude. I told you.
We should just listen to Tayshaun all the time.
Exactly.
Why would we ever...
You know?
Why do you need to have an opinion?
We don't even need to
just
do...
Just listen to me. Why do you need to have an opinion? The interview. There's no reason.
We just have really Tayshaun come on and say... Darius Haywood was going to come in, but I already told you he's cool. So
exactly.
Go listen to his music. I am Tayshaun Taylor.
He's like, yeah.
End of show.
But legit, like, I was like, yeah, like, Darius, he's the man. Like, he's the dude. And he was like, oh, word, I believe you. And I'm just like, see, I told y'all. Like, he's the man. Like,
Thank
you, Tayshaun.
All right.
Very welcome.
That song, though.
All right, yeah, let's play this.
This joint's called East Side Market. It's not out yet. It's off the new record, though. Shout out Darius Haywood, all of Brockton. This episode is on iTunes, LFOD Radio, LFODRadio.com, everywhere. And if you're an artist tuned in, maybe you make reggae, submissions at LFODRadio.com. Keep it clean. We'll be back after this with Evil Doer.
Freeze. You know, we was like really on the hill and all that, you know what I mean? Hey.
Them boys selling out of East Side Market. New money selling hope, can you reach that target? me get a pack of rollies. Backwoods, cause the pack's on me. Hey, stay the game too plain, you the captain, homie. This is holy matrimony. I share the wealth, it's nice to know me. You get the ball, you going Kobe. You winning for the wins only. Sends out my window, an arm reach like my kinfo. The pose yelling 10-4, you hitting licks in that rental.
Them boys selling by the east side market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target?
They don't ever call the law. Only call the Lord when it's time for war. Yeah, turn a good soul to a corpse, show no remorse. 24-7, flex like LA fit. Got an 8-ball on the Pele. Rather do a song with Dwelle. It's home, but it hurt to tell me. Them boys selling out of east side market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Them boys selling by the east side market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Pay me no mind when life is free. Love is so blind that I can't see. Open your eyes to see my dreams. I pray the Lord my soul to take. Pay me no mind when life is free. Love is so blind that I can't see. Open your eyes to see my dreams. I pray the Lord my soul to take. Them boys selling by the east side market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Them boys selling by the east side market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Let me get a pack of rollies. Backwards, cause the pack is on me. Ay. Stay the game too plain, you the captain, homie. This is Michael versus Russell. I nailed a jumper, no discussion. I'm Russell West with the hustle. I'm losing track of triple doubles. I got a verse, you need assistance. They box me out, I grab the misses. Scoring is the main intention. You in the lane, I frame the picture. Them boys selling out of east side market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Cop a slice from Supremes. After 10 hit the corner store. I was looking for the quarter waters. They was moving with a quarter on them. On the bus like a fresh scholar. Had the fresh collars with the horses on them. Had the cash, they was copping it. Jan Sport full of property. Them boys selling out of east side market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Them boys selling out of east side market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Pay me no mind when life is free. Love is so blind that I can't see. Open your eyes, see my dreams. I pray the Lord my soul to take. Pay me no mind when life is free. Love is so blind that I can't see. Open your eyes, see my dreams. I pray the Lord my soul to take.
Them boys selling out the east side market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Them boys selling out the east side market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target?
Half the time they don't rhyme, half the time they all line, half the time they time we on tour. Half the time they don't rhyme, half the time they all line, half the time they all mine, half the time they all yours, half the time we on tour.
New Evil Doer rocking Moon Artifacts off Apocrypha.
Si Senor.
Before that, we had brand new Cut Chemist Metal Storm featuring Edon and Mr. Lift, two Boston legends in their own right. But we got Evil Doer with us. What's happening, man?
Hi, how are you, sir?
I'm great.
I'm good.
And you met Tia and Tayshaun.
Yes. Peace to the LL. Old D crew, all of y'all. Thank y'all. All of y'all are great.
Yes, I'm the coolest one.
You know,
it was a soul.
She's the coolest.
She's debatable.
She took the title. He said debatable.
They're figuring it out.
Let them, you know, figure that out in their own inner dialogue.
Eventually, they'll learn what you've known all along is you don't gotta tell them.
Right, no.
I just be cool.
I let it happen organically and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I try for the most part.
Still debatable.
Yeah, last time you were up here, it was a solo mission. If people haven't checked that out.
Oh, yeah, that was a while.
iTunes, LFOD, Evil Doer, EVILLDEWER.
Two L's,
people. One word, two L's.
C, yes.
Do what you do. That one, you dropped a lot of gems, too, for producers in
you
that.
You think so?
Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
it's funny, because a lot of rappers after that was dropped, like, was like, yo, you know what I mean? And I didn't, those are joints that I was like, they were, you know, up to my releasing standard. I don't really, you know, I'm never like, yeah, I got cool, great stuff. You know, I like it, but it's like, I keep it moving. But
yeah,
the fact that people were enjoying it, you know, and hit me up and was like, yo, it was a good look. So
yeah,
I'm proud of that. Definitely.
As you should be.
Thank you.
You're already up to the next record though.
Yeah. I got like so much records coming out this year. It's not even funny. It's like,
really?
Yeah. It's in double digits almost.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And it's not just solo, of course. I'm producing for a lot of people, so. Yeah.
Sweet, man.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it should be good.
You're
good
definitely luck. One of the thank most you. Unique out here, so.
Thank you. I appreciate like that. Thank you, sir.
People want that Evil Doer sound.
I mean, yeah. You know, it's a compliment. I'm thankful that people actually finally, you know, appreciating something that I thought a lot of people wouldn't appreciate over time.
You think they were slow?
It took some time, but it's because the world is changing, you know, things are evolving, people are doing, you know, liking different stuff, catching up, getting hip, you know, awaking to certain sounds that are dope, and you know what I mean, realizing that there's more than what you hear on the radio, so I think that's the dope part about it, you know what I mean? So I hope I'm speaking loud enough, by the way.
You're
I
good, feel like man. We got you cranked up.
I hear myself, and I don't really like my voice, but it's all good, though. I'm
classic
still...
Classic producer interview.
Yeah, you're right, actually. That's true.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
I get a, like, really lo-fi, chill-type vibe from your type of beats.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of chill beats. People say, you know, just laid-back, relaxed, melodic stuff. I do everything for, you know... anybody, basically. I don't like to say I do one certain thing, so whatever you're looking for, you can definitely find it within my spectrum of a large discography and stuff.
Yeah, don't tell me those space beats, though.
Space beats.
Oh, no. You
space beats?
No, don't. Yeah, that was just something that bothered me. I mean, people would just like, because they heard my shit and stuff. Whoops, shizzle. I was just like, You know, they were like, hey, it's like, give me some spacey beats. And I'm like, what does that mean exactly? Do you want space in the beat? Do you want me to go to space and make the beat? I'm like, you know, it's like, no, I just rather be like, you know, be more, I don't know. I understand you want something that sounds very like, they probably want something that's just very intergalactical, you know, futuristic, something like that. So it's just the way they say it, you know, that bothered me. But you can say either way, you know, I know, I understand how anybody comes at me. So they can say that if they like, I give them permission.
Okay. So you can say.
Do you ever like give them like different adjectives to use? Like would you ever just like ask the question and be like, do you mean like atmospheric or like reverb-y or like something that's like.
Yeah, I do.
You know?
I do ask them things like that. And they just, you know, some people just don't know how to explain what they're looking for, so they'll just go, I want that one, you know. They won't say it. They just point, listen to it, tell me the name of it, and then boom, just like that, you know what I mean? But you're right, they do that. Absolutely.
Evil Doer. Do you find people like, do people link up with you mostly online and like not in person, or do you do a lot of studio sessions too?
It's like a 60-40 thing, you know what I mean? Like about 60% of it is online, 40% people do come to the spot. I record. I also, you know, have homies that we use their studio and record over there, or, you know what I mean? So, really, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, man.
What do you prefer?
I'd rather do live. I do like live, like in person stuff, because, you know, you get to understand somebody more, you know, on a personal level. So, you know what I mean? You vibe, you guys, you know, bond and stuff. And I feel like it happens naturally that way too. But, you know, there's no exception, of course. I've made a lot of good friends online as well.
Yeah.
That, you know, we may have not physically met, but, you know, we've talked or spoken for a long period, build a friendship that way, you know, and it's all love either way.
Which is dope. I was with, do you know Saidi? He's a producer from out here. He's in Brooklyn now. I was out there this weekend with him, and he played me this new record he just did. And he's never met the dude. They've talked on the phone. They just were emailing.
Oh, really?
Wow.
They got a whole project coming out. And I'm like, some of the records are good. Yeah,
The power of the internet, man.
Yeah.
When you actually follow through on it, like when you actually follow through and like establish and take it seriously, very powerful tool.
Oh, yeah, for real. It's taken me so far, and I'm not even going to complain, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
use it for your benefit. Don't do it. Don't use it for negative, and you'll be good.
Right, and you got tapes coming out. You're on a label now. What's up with that? What's the deal this release?
Yes, I am unofficially on a few labels.
What does that mean? How many contracts?
That's why I say unofficially, because it's not even a contract thing. It's more, independent. Like, we'll represent you. You don't have to be locked down to anything.
That's dope.
You know what I mean? And that's how it is with these with the people I work with.
That's awesome.
So it's
more or less like an endorsement?
Yeah, something exactly. You know, they fully support me. They do all the labor stuff, the label stuff that I don't like, doing, because I like to focus on the music. So they actually handle all of that, which is good. And to me, that's what I need.
Look at this dude. He's just casually finessing.
I know, right?
The game here.
So casually.
Thank you.
Putting out records without signing a thing.
Just buttering down his material.
It's great. It's 2018, you know what I mean? It's like, you don't need to sign a deal anymore, do all that, You got people that will support you fully and do everything without needing, the hassle and the lockdown stuff.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes stuff you don't want to do.
Yeah, well, you're pretty easy going, dude, so you probably just attract that, So what's the deal? So it's Loretta, right? And they're putting out the tape?
Loretta, tape has been released on February 3rd in... That was last week, I think.
Yeah.
And then it was...
you don't
so,
even know when it...
Yeah, nah, the schedule's all messed up. But, that happened.
And Saturday. Then 2 days, like that a day. Been a Saturday.
No, I think it might have been a Thursday. It was on a Thursday. I might have the dates wrong then. But either way, one of the blessings I was really thankful for was that it sold out, only a day or two after.
You already sold out?
Yeah.
And you didn't cancel the interview either. That's dope, dude.
Wow.
It didn't even drop at that. It was just a pre-order. Like, nobody was able to even hear it, And they were just like, it don't matter. And I'll just grab it. And that's it. So.
Congrats, man.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Shook hands.
Thank you. For those who don't know.
Yeah, give him a round of applause. Sold out record. Pre-order.
Thank you. Shout out to Loretta. It feels great. Somebody had to tell me the other day, because I was like, sometimes I don't realize, how much I evolved or came from not doing that. I used to want to be that. And then when you're in the moment, you don't realize it. So it's just like, you don't appreciate it as much. But when someone's like, yo, they grabbed the cassette and showed me and was like, yo, look at this. This is you. I was on it. And I'm like, that's amazing, to have that. And it took many years. And yeah, it's just a big blessing, and I'm thankful for that big time.
Congrats.
Thank you, sir.
Can people hear it online anywhere? Or
yes, you can either go to my website, evildoer.tumblr.com, temporary, but the domain's coming soon, and or the Bandcamp, evildoer.bandcamp.com. The cassette's already sold out, so I can't direct you there. Sorry, guys.
That's dope, dude.
But if you want, you can look at them through LorettaRecords.com, and that's about it.
If you want a picture of the cassette, LorettaRecords.com.
Exactly.
Evil Doer.
They were pretty.
.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
EvilDoer.tumblr.com.
Exactly. Thank you.
Evil Doer. EvilDeWER.
Two L's.
Everywhere. Two L's.
Yes.
Man, I don't know. Yeah, people forget that sometimes.
Nah,
they do.
Even some of the people I work with would be like, but.
I saw a flyer with your name on it. I was in the group. I was like, yo, what?
That.
It's like, you're buzzing. These people don't even know. They're like, yo, we just need this evil doer dude involved.
Sometimes they don't realize it, just because, naturally it only has one L, evil. So I put it there because I don't want to, it's the name's evil, but it doesn't mean I am evil. The separation part was the eve of the ill doer. So it's not, I'm not, trust me, guys, I'm a good guy. I promise.
We went into that on the last one.
We did. Oh, yeah.
About how he was actually
a pleasant man. I try to be.
I do say so myself.
Yeah, he's far from evil. Well, we're going to play another record off that. We're going to play that in the midst of the mist.
Yeah, that's
you got your wordplay going with the titles now.
Yeah, I mean, I just like want people to feel what I felt and think and get in that vibe zone as they listen, you know.
Well, we're going to crank it up in the midst of the mist. Evildoer off Apocrypha.
Yes, out now.
Sold out as well. Congrats, man. And we look forward to the 10, 11 other projects you have coming this year.
Thank you.
We'll be
appreciate
back after
y'all.
This. Live free or die.
The next pole shift will occur around the year 2000.
Was Evildoer in the midst of the mist. Apocrypha out now.
Si, senor. Am I still on?
Yeah, you're on for a bit.
No, you're off.
So every other week we don't really have a guest, but what we do is if people have been through before, they kind of have unlimited passes to just sort of drop through and, you know, keep us in the loop what they're up to. So Evildoer has been through, so he gets to do that.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Well, yeah, we book super far out. Like, we're done. We're not booking any guests this
year. For the whole year?
Not till September. Wow. So, we're done. It's
September this year?
Yeah.
That's crazy. So. That's good. Well, congrats to you guys for doing such a great job. Let's give a round of applause for that.
You know, LFOB.
Clap segment.
It sounds more authentic, and the crowd might like it. It hypes them up. People listening.
Yeah, we try, man. We try to keep it like that. But so one new thing we're doing, so on the off weeks we play as much music as we can because we do want to play music on
right.
We all have a lot to say, but we
of course
T and Tayshaun are going to start blessing us with records of their own.
We need
that because T's got her ears to the streets, and she actually, why don't we talk about this record that you sent me?
go ahead T.
Which one?
Cartoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, if you guys don't know already, my girl Cupcake, she just made her first million. So, congrats to her.
She is an independent
artist. Still a fairly small artist. You know, she's not like huge, but she's not, you know, too small. And released this single off her new album, Euphorize, Cartoons. And very nice. She will reply to you immediately if you send her a message. And this song is probably, to me, one of her best songs and has her best flow because, you know, she's known for being more of the dirty rap genre. But this is a little different.
very understated way to put that. So vulgar. Tia, I meet Tia and she's this, like, you know, sweet, nice, like, young girl. And she's like, I have tickets to a show tonight. It's this artist named Cupcake. I was like, oh, that sounds really pleasant. Like, I'm sure it'll be a great time. Then I go on YouTube.
Finds out who Cupcake is. He's mortified. He's mortified.
Oh, yeah. Not mortified. I mean, she's, you know, very comfortable in speaking her truth. But
her name is Cupcake?
Cupcake with two K's.
With two K's. Yeah.
Filthy, dude.
Maybe she might be interesting for because I got the two L's.
It's amazing, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Cupcake Evildoer would be...
Yo.
Crazy. Crazy.
Can we make that? You said she replies to things.
She replies.
We'll let her know we played the record and we have a dude with a beat tape out.
Yeah.
Holla at me, Cupcake.
We never talked about that, though. You do not want people rapping on your beats without asking, right?
Without permission, of course not.
Don't just grab his beat tape and start rapping.
No. I mean, there's been moments and I always approach them. I'm like, yo, no.
He's got the army jacket.
Yeah. I feel that.
That's when he comes out from behind the screen.
Yeah, because you work hard for, you know, with your craft.
Like the pushes, right. Don't
so you don't want to just, like, you don't want people to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And do, you know, things where you would pay an artist for. So,
right.
You know, just hop out the bushes, like, don't rap over my beats.
We're paying producers this year.
I might do that. You never know.
He might. Hey. No games. So what does this song say to you, Tia? And why do you decide that the people need to hear it?
I feel like people need to hear it because I feel like in the rap industry as a whole, we don't really have... We're starting to gain a lot of momentum in the female side of rap, but it's still not as big as it could be. So, and like I said, this has a nasty flow. Like, it's really good. No pun intended. But... Yeah. Like, seriously, it's a really good song, and
I'll take your word for it. Yeah. I'll listen to it.
We're gonna crank it right now, and we're gonna come back and talk about it. I haven't heard it yet.
Is it Tayshaun?
Have you heard
it
yet?
No, I haven't.
She edited it herself.
Oh, really? Was there a lot of blanks like editing?
Actually, you'll see.
I'm curious to hear the edit job.
Let's do it.
Cartoon Cupcake. This is a first. Live Free or Die Radio. We'll be back after this.
Hit me. Stay armed like a wristband. I don't kick it with no wolf. If you wanna kick it, get a kick, man. All these shifts is big fans. In my corner is big man. Try to run up on me, then saw the Glock in that bitch ran. There are times when I'm making rounds, I make these against look stupid. A lot of them look fun, full of shit, so you know they walk around pink. I've been dropping friends like left and right, to be honest, none of it hurt me. Cause I'm in mouth water when they see me, I'm assuming that looking thirsty. I spit at 16, but no, it ain't sweet. Mess up the beat with a flow so neat. No, we can't kiss, you can't even kiss me. What's fun, drop square pants up your teeth, they yellow ish. Up to this bugger, get a grip. Can't take me nowhere, but wanna feel, man, you a monkey, up trip. Ring around a rosy, pockets look like guacamole. These look good just like Chipotle, you look like a holy moly. Gotta pray for better days, this shit weak like 7 days. Maxi chopper, not no clippers, line them up to catch a fade. If I see carrots like Buzz Bunny, I'm Batman, robbing for the money. Shrubber bare feet like the Flintstones, make a Tom and Jerry her way home. I'm a snack, so I attract Scooby-Doos, give them Smurf. That's all blue, I don't look for silly no for off wall, though. Dip don't get like Johnny Bravo, fake tofus, we can't rock. Put the Glock in you like a snob. If I step a foot up in the looking hood, they like, oh, boy. Like camera. Last year, they like, don't book. This year I'm everybody's sister. Nosey's wool, all in my business. When she still jump, be out picking books. Chop up, it will pop up. Bitch, shorty gon' get beat. Young chop your switch. Wanna waste my time? I'm clocking a bitch. Don't use Scotch if you're not with the door. It's ask for, cause they look stale. Just get foul, not talking nails. So much money, I got paper cuts. Why your paper cuts coming from the mail? Walk in the club and I'm by myself, but I always attract groups. I stick around just to shut it down and hit it and say that I'm cute. If I turn with them off, that's mute. If he team me off, that's puke. Told him I'll be right back from the bathroom until valet come through. Cause my time is money, so you gotta treat it precious. I'm just in my bag, TSA can't even check this. Shorty talking reckless, like a necklace. This man, my check's longer than a checklist. I see carrots like Buzz Bunny, I'm Batman, robbing for the money. Bare feet like the Flintstones, make a Tom and Jerry her way home. I'm a snack, so I attract Scooby-Doos, give them Smurf. If that's all blue, I don't look for niggas over Waldo. Dip chunk like Johnny Bravo. I see carrots like Buzz Bunny, I'm Batman, robbing for the money. Bare feet like the Flintstones, make a Tom and Jerry her way home. I'm a snack, so I attract Scooby-Doos, give them Smurf. If that's all blue, I don't look for niggas over Waldo. Dip chunk like Johnny Bravo. And them bullets go.
All right, Tia.
See?
See?
All right.
Me gusta.
If you were watching on Facebook Live, you would have seen her hit all the drops with the boop, boop, boop. Getting down.
That's true. Come guess me hype.
What's your favorite line on that?
I can't say it on the air.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't even clean yourself up.
Don't.
Yeah,
don't
let me not.
Don't
say it real slow.
No.
The part where she talks about Smurfs. I like that part.
That's
okay.
A good way to break it down.
Yeah.
The part about Smurfs. Everyone go back and listen. And
I'm gonna try to decipher that.
Well, I didn't catch it. I couldn't catch what was being said, probably because it was in reverse, but I'm gonna listen to it in the straight version.
That was awesome.
That's what's up. Thank you, Tia. Thank you for bringing that.
Yeah. No problem.
I wanna bring something next week.
Bring something.
Yeah. Well, we got who's next week? Poncho next week.
Oh,
Poncho.
Yeah.
Don't you bring this filth to Poncho's podcast.
I won't.
No filth.
I'll try not to.
Poncho.
I can only promise to try.
Okay.
I can only promise to try.
Poncho, formerly known as Fran P.
Oh.
Now Noel Poncho.
I forgot he changed
it. Yeah, he switched it up.
That's funny.
So, well,
switch gears on us.
What's he up to?
You have a mic, man. If you're going to talk, you got to talk into the mic.
He's in the corner. He's on the other side of the room. Just like, yeah, man, what's Poncho up to do?
No, that's crazy. I just realized you guys were on air.
Yeah.
I thought we were having casual conversations.
No. We're live.
We live, baby.
We're live, baby. All
right.
Yeah, Poncho is going to tell us what he's up to, but he's up to a lot of cool stuff.
Of course he is. Yes. It's Poncho.
Poncho.
Yeah, that's
of course he is. It is Poncho. But anyway, we're about to get out of here. This was a fun show.
Yeah.
Always fun show.
Always fun.
I've been liking these.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
What's that?
It's like my first month actually being on air with you guys.
Yay.
So I didn't get
a clap for my first month.
Well, you didn't announce it.
Oh,
okay.
See, that's the difference. You move in silence.
You're right. Like lasagna. That was my senior quote.
D6 Reloaded is out. He's spitting again.
Who?
Oh.
D6, Dedication 6, and then Dedication 6 Reloaded.
Yeah. Oh, nah. We was going crazy about Bloody Mary. Yeah, yeah, we was going crazy about Bloody Mary.
I might
need
to clean that and just bring it in. That's
what I was planning on bringing in, too. Bloody Mary was like
you know what we're about to play before we get out of here.
What are we about to play?
We got the Jubilee remix.
Oh yeah, we have to play that before we run out of time.
We got the Jubilee remix.
Let's drop that. Who's on the remix? Is it a surprise?
We got Reem Scully. Jubilee remix.
Word.
If y'all haven't heard Jubilee, Blackout Season's back tomorrow.
Oh man!
Yes.
Blackout Season's back tomorrow. We're the only people with this record, and we're gonna play this record
right now.
This is that Jubilee Evil Doer. Thank you, Tayshaun.
Thank you, Tia.
Peace. Thank
always.
You. We'll be back next Tuesday with Fran P, formerly Fran P, currently Noel Poncho.
Yes.
If you're another artist, though, submissions at lfodradio.com. Playlist will be up in the morning. Jubilee, turn this all the way up. Live free or die.